hosts, Ryan Dave and Jordan Strickland.
All right, welcome back, everyone, to You Killed It, the Real World Road Rules Challenge podcast. I'm Ryan Kane.
I'm Jordan Strickland. Welcome to Season 3.
How's it going, Jordan?
It's going swell. How are you?
I'm doing all right.
How are you, fans?
I'm sure they're great. Okay. They just got a taste of fucking Rivals. I'm sure they're excellent.
How could they not be?
Jordan, okay, your thoughts on the first episode?
My thoughts were, I think it's going to be a great season.
I agree 100%.
Because when it first started, I realized that not only is this like a great new concept, but it's also basically an all-stars season because all the greatest competitors are the greatest assholes, with a few exceptions, but like as far as competitors go, but it is like an all-stars season. You got everybody there.
That's exactly what I was thinking too. Like, I realized that halfway through the episode that, like, in order to get the rivals, you have to get like Kenny and Wes.
Yeah,
have to bring on like, yeah, you're totally right.
Here's how
man.
Much of an all-star season it is. They didn't even barely show Bananas the whole episode.
Right, dude. That is an excellent point. Like, it's going to be a great season.
Yep. And this is also probably our year anniversary, or pretty close to, for when we first started.
Yeah. Do you happen to know offhand what the date of the first episode was?
No, I have no idea. It definitely wasn't. I don't know. We recorded it on like the Saturday after the show. Who knows? But it's
I feel like we're a bit past the first episode or the 1 year anniversary rather.
Oh, well, maybe if they don't have them start at the same time. But anyway.
Yeah. Anyway.
Season 3.
Of
You Killed It. Rivals. Yeah.
So like, how do you think the teams are getting along so far?
Well, that's a stupid question.
Well,
they already had a one
fucking
fight.
Pardon me. Like my
you mean
my
in general?
Take on it, my take on it so far is that like the heavy hitters, like the all stars, seem to get it. They seem to be like, all right, I just gotta buckle down, keep a fucking smile on my face,
yeah,
and just get through this thing.
What if this backfires on MTV and all the rivals become buddies?
That would be funny, but I have a feeling that's not going to happen.
Yeah.
If you've seen any of the commercials or the like coming in this season clips, yeah, I don't think they're going to MTV has nothing to worry about.
Yeah. How many episodes before CT gets kicked off?
Oh, he's in it for the long haul. He's the champion of this season. He's going to win the whole goddamn thing.
Perhaps it would be nice to see him in a final challenge finally.
I agree. That would be awesome. Yeah, like he was in what? Only one final challenge and lost because Big Easy had a heart attack.
Yeah. They should have had Big Easy and Laurel paired together.
You're right. That would have been great. Why couldn't they have a team that had a guy and a girl on it?
Well, they do. Sarah and and what's his name? What's her name?
I knew you were gonna pull that one. But yeah, I mean, basically, what it comes down to are three teams are going to be in the last in the finals, not three guys and three girls, but just three teams.
Yeah,
you know?
And the first place, what they get $300,000 or something, or is it 250?
I think 300.
And then second place gets 50, and third place gets nothing. And the rest of them get nothing.
Which is awesome.
You got to believe nothing is going on in their real lives for them to actually come back for like the $100 a week with the off chance that they're going to win $300,000.
That was the theory earlier on, but Jesus Christ, some of these people turn their backs on some really important shit to come be on the challenge.
Elaborate.
I'm thinking Robin.
Oh,
she like just had it. She just had a kid, and she's like, you know what? Peace. I'm gonna go.
How just like how recent do you know?
God, within the last few like kids probably tops like 3.
That's fine.
we're saying that from like the father's perspective, but don't they always say that like mothers like never want to be away from their kids?
Well, she seemed a little distraught, but I was thinking you were going to say like 3 months or something like that. Then it would have been an outrage, but 3 years, the kid can,
it's like, yeah, she bottled up like 2 months worth of breast milk, yeah, and was like, see ya.
Well, I'm glad that TJ's back.
Same here. Although
I pretty much knew he was going to be back, though.
Yeah. Like, they couldn't do the challenge without him.
Yeah.
I mean, he has to have come back.
Mm-hmm.
You could tell that he went through some shit, though.
Yeah, he looked a little worse for wear.
Yeah. And, like, what the fuck, MTV? You have to show his fall, too?
Yeah.
You couldn't just say, like,
I need to see him falling on his head, getting severely injured.
It's like, I understand that you show him in the hospital bed to, like, illustrate how bad it was, but you want to... Oh, MTV. Questionable decisions, MTV.
Mm-hmm. I can't remember. On our episode when we announced this, did we go through all what the teaming up was?
You mean, like, what...
Who was paired
who
with
was
who?
On whose team?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Okay,
yeah,
well,
yeah,
let's not go through that again. But I think this is going to be good, except for the person I didn't want to see back was Paula, because she's been on, like, the past 4 seasons. I don't need to see Paula anymore. Thoughts? Opinions?
I always go back and forth on Paula, and this second, I'm pro Paula.
You just because she's fresh off a win, a jungle win.
Yeah, well, I mean, like, the thing is, I feel like Paula could. Paula seems a bit humbled. It seems like she's on shaky ground, but she's gonna like keep her shit together. She's with a good teammate, like. They don't, like, they said that they don't get along, but at the same time, they seem like they're going to in order to win this damn thing.
Supposedly a good teammate, but Ev hasn't had a good performance in, like, 3 or 4 seasons.
Yeah, you're right, you're right.
Her last
I mean,
impressive performance was when she threw the challenge on the ruins against Kellyanne or whatever, yeah. That was, like, the last time she looked powerful. Now, she's sucked ever since then. Except for in the shower scene with Carly.
Although she did suck right before that,
yeah,
when she had the mayonnaise fight with
that
Carly.
That was disgusting.
So. What the fuck was wrong with them? Anyway, you know what?
We should have ridiculed Carly more about that. I think we did a little bit, but we should have hit her a little bit harder.
Yeah, like, seriously, Carly. There was a bottle of fucking Hershey syrup right next to you, and you went for the fucking mayonnaise?
Yeah.
Clean up your act, girl. Anyway, you may be right. Like, we kind of haven't seen so much out of Ev lately, but I feel like, although, what am I fucking saying? They DQ'd. Spoiler alert.
Yeah.
They, like...
There's a lot of teams DQing on the high dive challenge.
Yeah, it was a pretty pathetic show.
Which, it didn't, I mean, how hard is it to not step over the line, for one, but the challenge itself didn't really seem that safe. Half of them were, like, slamming into the rocks and stuff.
I know,
way
that
down.
Was, like, that was the craziest thing about that challenge, is that it didn't seem like anyone thought about the fact that when they swing back, they just rammed right into those rocks.
Yeah.
Like,
I was surprised nobody chickened out. I thought for sure that Jasmine was going to chicken out.
It's like you said, man, this is the all-star season. People don't chicken out here, Jordan.
I guess not.
They're in it to win it.
Well, I guess we should talk about this challenge, the high dive, which was for them to... It was basically just a long jump over a cliff. Most of the challenges are over a cliff. But they just long jump off with teams, and they can't step over the line, and they have to get as far as they can get. And
there was also mention of, like, you have to hold hands, but it didn't seem like they stuck to that. It seemed like
I think everyone held hands.
Oh, you may be right. But I remember, although, you know what, it was probably during one of the DQs, hearing someone yell, like, they weren't holding hands.
Yeah.
But, Yeah, like I always feel like we may not get, like we may get a shortened version of the real rules, you know? Mm-hmm. That's why I need the job of the challenge, Jordan. I need to see raw footage before the editors get their greasy little hands on them.
Mm-hmm. For just a long jump, it seemed like an awful lot of people DQ'd, and it was, you know, who hasn't done a long jump? It's field day from elementary school.
And it wasn't even like, oh, fuck, man, my toe slipped over.
Yeah, entire feet.
It was like, yeah, like, and with Paula and Evelyn, both of them went over.
Mm-hmm. I guess it would be hard to time it just right, but, you know, you see that line there.
Yeah, you kind of just got to know, like, okay, we take, like, 3 or 4 big steps and then just launch.
Yeah. I'm glad to see, what were you going to say?
Like, just gonna say, like, the first team did it completely correct, and then the next 4 teams in a row all DQ'd. I don't know. Maybe they just weren't paying attention to the rules.
I don't know. They're just a bunch of idiots. I'm glad to see that John A is on finally, and I don't really like Jasmine at all. She seems like a real pain in the ass to me.
You're kind of right, and especially with some of like the previews that we've seen for later in the season, she seems like she's going to be a handful.
And she's also like 90 pounds, and I don't like to see somebody that small be that aggressive. There's something weird about it.
Yeah.
To see her like flailing around and punching mirrors out and stuff like that.
One thing I noticed, did Janae get less hot?
I didn't really get a good look at her, actually. She looked... I actually thought... She looked a lot less hot than I remember in the clips from the Cancun season, which is weird. But, yeah, I don't know. I didn't really get a good, solid look on her.
That could be true. I mean, who knows? With the real-world seasons, you always kind of grade on the curve.
Mm-hmm.
You kind of appreciate what you get. But this is All-Stars, so you got to bring your A-game looks to the All-Stars.
And that team is one of the newbie teams, and then the other newbie team is obviously Leroy and Adam from this past season, which they just threw them right in. So when they filmed this, I doubt any of the people from any of the other All-Stars have any idea who Leroy or Adam is, because it would have been during or before the season, real world.
That's a really good point. That's a really good point.
Yeah, it's like... Well, it's kind of, the point is like moot now because Adam got kicked off, spoiler alert, but it could have been like Russell in Survivor on the All-Star season when nobody had seen his season, so they didn't know his tactics yet, but they kind of screwed it up.
They didn't know his tactics of getting drunk and like smashing glasses.
Hey, those are the tactics of champions on the challenge.
You're absolutely right, Jordan.
I liked I forget who. I think it was Wes who was talking to Adam, and Adam was like playing along in his idiotic game already, and Leroy was like, "Don't listen to this motherfucker." And I'm liking Leroy in the challenges already.
Same here, man.
He's got a good, like, he's Wes, got the athletics, and he's got the good head on his shoulders.
Yeah, you're 100. I agree. I completely agree. Like, Wes was already trying to like twist Adam's mind, and Leroy was like, "Shut the fuck up, dude.
Mm-hmm.
Don't, Adam, hold your ear. Earmuffs, Adam. Earmuffs." And then Leroy went right at Wes, like, "Shut up. I don't trust you for a goddamn second. You think I'm a fool? I may be a rookie, but..." Leroy knows what's up.
Yeah, he kind of put Wes in his place. Wes didn't really know what to say to the giant black man.
And like I'm also gonna skip ahead to the very end. Once Adam gets kicked off, they bring in his replacement, which is Mike, which kind of breaks the whole idea of rivals into pieces. But at the same time, I'm like, I was so happy, and I know that you probably weren't that happy because you didn't really care for Mike during his season.
I not only don't care for him, I hate him. He's a piece of shit.
Think about this, man. Like, Mike's like personality on the real world was like, he wouldn't put up with people's bullshit. He would completely call them out if he didn't like what he was hearing.
Only and with like, Zito for no reason, because he was jealous of Zito's magnificent abs.
And his relationship with Heather. Yeah. But no, like, it seems like Mike gets into some arguments on this one, too. And with so many, like, sort of like shit talkers and people talking such big game, it seems like Mike will be the perfect person to just cut him down. Like, listen up. Let me spit some big words at you. I feel like Mike and Wes may butt heads. That's my prediction.
Well, Mike likes to butt heads with people. Like, he walks around in the guise of, like, a nerdy nice guy. But then he just... He's, like, one of these guys that's like, I'm just real. I'm just saying what it is. But it's more like, well, you're a fucking asshole. That's me being real.
No, but he's not totally being... Or not. He's not always being real. He's just being real with, like, douchebags. Like,
he's a douchebag. But here's what you're not thinking of. Leroy and Adam won the challenge as rookies. And now they're... Stellar team is broken up. Their synergy is gone. And Leroy has to deal with Mike. Who do you think? Well, I mean, I wouldn't think that Adam would be that athletic, but he's got to be better off than Mike.
No, I thought about that. That is true. Like Adam, the kind of vibe that you get from him is that, like, things probably came easy to him. He's kind of like a skinny guy. He, like, you know how, like, kids who you see, like, constantly riding skateboards.
Mm-hmm.
They're just like, it's just enough like physical activity to keep them kind of in shape and, you know, agile and able to pick up on like certain activities fairly easy. But I don't see Mike having as much, like Mike was constantly just sitting around reading. Mike's thin, but he doesn't seem as athletic.
You know, I would have much liked to see Zito in there instead of Mike, because think about that go-kart race on the real world, how competitive Zito was. He would have gone fucking nuts in these challenges. I guarantee we see him on one of the next ones, but it would have been nice to have him thrown in instead of Mike, in my personal opinion.
That's a good point. That is a good point. But at the same time, I think the fact that Mike and Leroy have such a close relationship, I think that'll be good for the team.
Yeah.
Because, you know, it'll be constant positivity.
It's at least one hurdle that they don't have to deal with like the rest of the teams.
Exactly.
But speaking of other new teams, I can't remember if we said this, Jasmine and John A win the whole thing too at the beginning. And I didn't really get they threw Anissa and Robin right into the jungle right at that challenge, right? Because they came in dead last. Is that why?
No, the ones that went in were Evan Paula.
Oh, yeah,
because
you're right.
They both stepped over the line.
Did they just stepped over the line the most severely or something like that?
They were the only team that DQ'd, and both of them stepped over the line.
Okay.
So they were picked to go into the jungle. And then Robin and Anissa got voted in by the rest of the cast.
I gotcha. Laurel on the bus back was already like scheming to get Anissa out. And there is a bandwagon effect that they kind of talk about that I've never heard them really talk about, where one person gets a little momentum saying that they're going to vote another team out, and everybody just jumps right on because they don't, as long as it's not their team. Let's just get a bunch of votes and get them in there. So it kind of
worked. Yeah, seriously. Although I can see how that could sometimes not work. Like if like the team that they're voting in is someone that you're really close to, I could see it being a bit harder to do that sort of thing. But with Anissa and Robin, they're far enough removed. They haven't done as many seasons recently. It's kind of like when people started turning their back on Coral, it's like, you know, your drag is a little old.
Mm-hmm.
We got this new thing going on over here. So sorry, but you're in. But like at the same time, people were bringing up the point that like Ev is thought of as being the really strong girl. So they may not have another chance to have Ev go into the jungle.
That was a stupid Well, I don't know. Well, I wouldn't. Well, obviously, if I was Laurel, I wouldn't go for that bullshit. Because,
well, no, like, I mean, Laurel's not going to be like, you know what? That's an excellent point.
Yeah,
I'll go up.
Then she'll
go
home.
But at the same time, you can't convince the other teams of that. Like, you can't be like, listen, like, fucking Evan Paulette seem to be, like, they may be a good team. No one would have anything to lose except for the other team going in. So you pin two of the best teams against each other. That way you get out one of the best teams. They just lost the weakest team,
you know,
as opposed to losing one of the strongest teams.
Yeah, I would have heard that argument if I was there and voted for Laurel. But I think what did it was Robin's horrible, horrible drunken speech to try to save themselves, which was like one of my favorite parts of the episode. I wish I had like a transcription of what she actually said, because it was ridiculous.
Yeah, Robin is a fucking mess. I've said it before, but she has lost her mind. Like somewhere a few seasons ago, it just you could literally see her just going down this, just winding down, like, going from someone who was sane and kind of drank too much to someone who was crazy and constantly drinking. And now she has a kid. And I don't like hearing that, because Jesus Christ, can you imagine growing up with that woman babbling and tearing up every 5 minutes?
Don't stomp on Robin too much. I've always liked Robin for some reason.
No, I agree. But that's kind of what I'm saying. It is sad to see. It's not like I'm not laughing at her. I'm like, oh shit, Robin, what is up?
You know, she had probably just heard about that chick from Real World San Diego that died like around the time that they started filming. So maybe she was emotionally unstable about that too.
Because
that was her season, right?
Well, yeah. Which girl are you talking about? That girl, Frankie?
Yeah, Frankie.
But she died a while ago, dude.
She did?
Yeah, she's been dead for a few years.
Uh-uh.
Yeah.
I think you're wrong.
I mean, I guess it could have been affecting her, but if so...
It hasn't been a few years.
No, it fucking has been a few years.
Well, I just heard about it a couple months ago.
It's at least been over... I'm thinking probably like 2 years.
Year? Maybe. No. I'm looking this up right now.
Do it. Fucking Wikipedia that shit.
All right. It was almost exactly 4 years ago.
Oh,
how did
Robin,
I just hear about this?
Robin, let it go.
I texted you when I heard about this and said that she had died, and you didn't say anything like it was like 7 years ago or whatever.
I feel like we've actually even talked about it on the show before, man. Like... She's been dead for a while.
No, I didn't. I thought it was within the last couple months.
Mm-mm.
All right. Well, there's a point for you, Ryan. But okay. Well, that could be affecting her still.
No, you're right. You know, that's entirely possible.
You know,
sometimes it's hard to let go, Jordan.
It is. You know who I'm surprised isn't on this season is Veronica and
Julie.
No. Who's the chick that Veronica got in a fight with on Ruins? The crazy, drunken blonde with the fake boobs.
Oh, wait. I need more. Tanya?
Yeah, Tanya. It should have been Veronica and Tanya together, don't you think?
It probably could have been Veronica and anyone.
That's also true. But yeah, it definitely seems like we're missing Veronica if this is an All-Stars Rivals season, because she's the biggest bitch.
But at the same time, you said no to Julie. Fucking Veronica and Julie.
Who's Julie?
Julie is the one who like was pulling at Veronica's safety harness when they were hanging like 30 stories.
Yeah, it should have been her. Yeah, it could have been Veronica and her, or Veronica and Tanya.
Although I think Julie's done with the challenge.
Yeah. They actually showed that clip on the beginning of the episode, didn't they? When they were she was pulling at Veronica's thing.
Beginning of what episode?
Of this episode.
I don't think so. Why would they? Did they?
Yeah, they had like a whole. These people for years have been competing against each other.
Yeah, but why would they show that clip? Neither of
don't
them
ask
were on
me,
the
but
scene.
They did.
Fucking questionable decisions, MTV. Yeah. What are you thinking?
Anyway,
they're not on this season. Trying to confuse us.
All right, let's talk about this fight between Ty, because Ty and Adam, because Ty's already stirring shit up, and I need that guy to be out of there. He's got mental problems.
He is the most unlikable person on this season.
Yeah, and that's saying something because there's a lot of assholes on there.
Yeah, like I kind of can't wrap my head around Ty.
I don't think anyone can.
He's just an asshole, man. Like, one thing that I thought was interesting is how Brandon brought up the fact that, like, during Cutthroat, it was brought up that he has a problem with women.
What was his problem with women?
Well, like, he would just kind of, like, remember, like, he would get into a lot of arguments and fights and, like he and Katie almost got into a thing and it just got kind of
crushed a woman with the bed.
Yeah, exactly, man. And then he also made the comment that he hadn't had sex in over a year and a half.
Yeah, and then wasn't there another thing? Wasn't it him that had like the I'll give you a BJ if contest last season? Like they had he was saying,
yeah, what was that all about?
I don't remember. It was some kind of homoerotic thing, but anyway, he's got his problems.
Yeah.
And Adam didn't really seem that messed up. Like, we've seen Adam completely drunk, and he definitely seemed lucid.
Yeah, you're right. He just seemed like Ty was ruining Adam's good time. Mm-hmm. It was like Ty was just killing Adam's buzz,
yeah.
So he couldn't get into full Adam mode.
Yep. And then he just lost. Yeah, in the scuffle when Adam keeps trying to get to Ty, he knocks down Mandy and she like hits her head and goes blind temporarily.
But to be fair, she shouldn't have been standing there.
That's true.
Didn't she realize there was a full-on brawl about to happen?
Yeah.
Fucking get to safety. Mm-hmm. Batten down the hatches, Mandy.
Yep.
That's your bad, mm-hmm. Mandy.
I can't believe Adam's gone already. Like, what happened to... I thought they had less stringent rules on these challenges now. Because, like, we're post-Jersey Shore now. There's fights all the time. Adam still gets kicked off for, like, a graze on the guy's face. He barely even punched him.
Seriously, it was like it's so specific.
Closed
like,
fist or something like
closed
that.
Closed fist, you're gone. Palm strike, you can stick around.
Yeah.
People got to learn to like fucking just palm strike someone's nose into the back of their head, you know?
Yeah. Then CT like comes to Mandy's defense or whatever, and she says she wants to bang him, basically. And then in the confessional, he said something...
makes fun of her big head.
Yeah. he's such a dick.
We haven't even fucking touched on the fact that CT is back on this show.
Yeah, I thought it would never happen. But I figured after last season, he probably behaved himself enough where they're like, oh, yeah, we'll probably get CT back. I bet TJ pushed for it.
Who knows, man?
Well, on the Bill Simmons interview, he said you got to have CT back because he he just stirs so much shit up.
It's a good point, but at the same time, it's like even him from like last season for that one episode to now, he just seems like a completely different person. He seems calm. He seems happy.
I think the old CT's coming out.
I don't know, man. I don't know, because think about that, like, the preview where he's, like, screaming, everyone get off of me.
Yeah.
Like, that's not old CT. Old CT is getting in people's face, you know? Like, if someone's, like, coming at him, he's going right back, you know? But it seems like he was trying to, like, avoid
Well, there's like, the other clip of him talking to Wes and going, "Are you done? Because now it's my turn." I don't know why I gave him a British accent.
I know. I was wondering that too. That was an interesting.
I was trying to go for the Boston, but it came out British.
Fair enough. But no, I agree. But at the same time, they're just using their words. They're just sitting there. They're just talking. They're trying to intimidate each other. He could have been talking about, like, in the challenge, now it's my turn. I'm gonna fucking all you hear from CT is wanting him to get people in the challenge, like where it's like a physical activity, and then him like him going to work in that aspect. Mm-hmm. You know, I feel predictions. CT and Adam number one.
I'm going Kenny and Wes.
I don't know, the two of them seem too like unstable. They seem to still not be able to really get along. I feel like they'll pick at each other too much. I feel like Wes will piss off too many people.
If Wes had any kind of sense of humor, he would be able to handle Kenny a little bit more, because Kenny's just goofing around most of the time, it seems like.
Yeah, he's just like a ball buster. Yeah. But Wes is just too far up his own ass. Mm-hmm. Takes himself too seriously.
You know, do you think 10 years from now, like, all these guys are just going to be dropping dead of heart attacks and stuff because of their steroid use, World Wrestling Federation style?
It's entirely possible. Like, or the next Macho Man.
Yeah.
Like, Wes is driving down the road. And
Macho Man had a good run, though. He was, like, 60.
Dude, fucking 60?
Well, it's better than 40.
60 isn't anyone's life expectancy. It, like, when you're born, no one's like, oh, he's going to live to the ripe old age of 60.
Well, I think Johnny Bananas is probably going first, and then maybe Wes.
No, if you ask me, you know what? You're probably right. Bananas is fucked.
He is juiced up the last couple seasons.
And it seems like Wes still seems in better shape. Like, he's more like, he's like leaner, where it seems like Johnny may be, if he's doing anything, he's doing it and then still drinking a ton of beer and eating
mm-hmm.
a ton of red meat, you know?
Yep.
I think you're right. Johnny Bananas should probably be number one on their reality TV death list.
Yep. Well, anything else to say about this episode? We pretty much covered it.
We got our first You Killed It.
We did.
I missed it the first time, but when Paula and Evelyn won, we got one, dude. First fucking episode.
TJ said it.
He didn't make us beg for it. He was just threw it right out there.
You know, we should start, like, the world's worst drinking game and have, you know, you take a shot every time TJ says you killed it, except for he only does it every fourth episode.
Seriously, but you take, like, one shot per season.
Yeah.
another thing is that during one of CT's, like, confessional sort of interviews, he talked about how he said, like, Kenny, Wes, Evan, Nehemiah, Johnny and Tyler all think that they're going to be together at the finals, which basically means Kenny, Evan, and Johnny are back in, like,
cahoots.
Yeah, they're doing it old school.
Well, they gotta be. It's gonna throw them off a little bit. If Wes can, like, not be a leader for once, or, like, just try to go along with them, they're definitely gonna make it if they get their old team back together.
At the same time, though, it seems like Evan and Nehemiah don't get along very much at all.
That's true.
Like everyone seems to have gotten past things and come into this season with a smile, at least on the first episode.
Mm-hmm.
But, like, Nehemiah seems to be one of the ones who is still having some trouble.
Yeah. That's what makes this season interesting, I guess, because they have to team up with their arch rivals.
Jordan, it's going to be such a good fucking season.
It better be, because I'm going to be pissed if it's not.
There have been seasons where we get our first episode and it's kind of like, I'm kind of like lukewarm on it. Like, it hasn't really started yet. We're not in it. we're not like emotionally involved yet. This was a fucking hell of a first episode. This is going to be a great season. I have complete faith. Best season in the last few years.
Well, I hope so. My last favorite season, the last really good season, I feel like, was The Ruins, and that was three seasons ago, I think. Cutthroat was okay, but it wasn't great, and neither was Fresh Meat 2. So I'm hoping this one takes it to another level.
I think I liked Fresh Meat 2, but The Ruins did have a bit of a...
There was something about The Ruins.
It didn't end very well. It was a disappointing ending.
I don't remember how it ended, but I just remember.
Didn't it end with the red team winning? Like the worst team? Like the least likable team
winning?
That
was Cutthroat.
Was it?
Yeah, that was last season.
Oh, that's what I meant. I'm sorry. You had said The Ruins, yeah. Right? No, yeah, The Ruins was damn good.
Yep. I'm on the Wikipedia for the Challenge Rivals, and they have the whole thing about... Bill Simmons coming up with the idea right on here.
Yeah, wasn't it one of Bill Simmons'
it was
an email that he got from a fan?
It was in his mailbag thing.
When him and he and Dave Jacoby talked about it.
Yep. And then he pitched it to TJ in the TJ interview though, and TJ's like, "That's a really good idea." Except for their idea was for it to be called Frenemies, which is better than Rivals, if you ask me.
I don't know. I say Rivals.
Well,
Frenemies is too. Frenemies is too much of a fucking like.
It's got to be so serious.
I hate all this fucking Bennifer, Brangelina, Frenemies bullshit. All
right, fair enough.
Like just fucking like let's stick to the words that we have now. I'm cutting it off.
Fine.
Like there are no more additions to my dictionary, man.
Fine.
Fucking Rivals, goddammit.
All right. Well, when does Survivor start?
I don't know. You kind of usually stay more up on Survivor than I do.
All right. I have no idea when it starts. It's got to be within the next month or so. But
is the new season of Celebrity Rehab starting like maybe in a week or so?
Is it? I don't know. I haven't heard much about it.
From what I've heard, and like I think. Yeah, I think there's going to be someone from Survivor on Celebrity Rehab.
Oh, who? Do you know?
No one important. Do you remember that girl, Sugar?
Oh, yeah.
I think she's going to be on it.
The only reason I know her, I never saw her original season. I just saw the first season of All-Stars where she got her bra ripped off and then didn't care.
Yeah. In one of the best moves I've ever seen.
Yeah, Jeff Probst loved it.
Yeah. So did I. It was pretty great.
Yeah, it was a good time.
But yeah, I don't know why she's on it. Who knows?
Coke addiction.
Addicted to Love.
Oh, yeah, that would be weak.
Fucking. They really reach.
They, well, you know, Jeff Conway's dead. That was a real one.
Well, yeah, that's true. It seems like the only people that get cured are the people with the bullshit addictions.
That's true.
I'm a chocoholic, Dr. Drew.
Yeah.
I need help.
Well,
anyway.
I guess for our listeners, if you can't get enough of us, we also guest hosted the Popsicles podcast a couple weeks ago. If you want to listen to like super long-winded conversation between us and our friend Derek, I think it was a pretty good episode. It was fun to do.
Yeah, I had a good time. It was fun. Just if you want to hear us just shoot the shit about like nothing very important. Listen, we don't get into the challenge.
No,
so,
we get into other news and pop culture stuff. We should have Derek on here if he ever decides to watch a reality show or Rivals, but he probably never will.
Yeah, like I think the people on this show are too old, so he doesn't like. He doesn't. If you're over 20, he doesn't give a goddamn.
Yeah.
You have to be like in high school for him to really savor the drama.
Yeah, the theme song to his podcast is Lady Gaga, for Christ's sakes.
Derek, what's up? Get your shit together and get on board with the challenge.
Yeah.
That's what I have to say.
Anyway. Anything else to talk about before we wrap this up?
I think we kind of covered it.
All right.
We got a couple emails. We got another email from Thomas Lee. He is just throwing out like what teams he thinks are the strongest. Although I have to say, Thomas Lee, you kind of missed call a few. I believe he put Adam and Leroy in last place, and we clearly see that they were able to bring it when it counted. Mm-hmm. And John A and Jasmine were, I think, maybe ranked like third from the bottom on his list.
Come on, Tom. Tommy.
But in fairness, I have to say, I was a little surprised by the results of that challenge as well. Two fucking newbies.
Two newbie teams. I really wouldn't have seen the Jasmine and John A winning thing.
Seriously. But anyway. So yeah, feel free to email us at youkilledpodcast@gmail.com or check out our Facebook page.
You killed it. The real world. I don't remember what it says.
Just search "You Killed It."
Google it,
or go to Facebook and just search "You Killed It" in that search bar.
You know, I was thinking we could have one of our big listeners, fans that are like participating on the show one of these days, but that could easily be a disaster.
Yeah,
but if you want to audition, send in your audition tape to our email.
Yeah, like, to be fair, I feel that it would be a disaster more because of, like, me than them.
Why is that?
Because I don't talk to strangers, Jordan.
Yeah, that's true.
But who knows? Maybe we've developed enough of a rapport through email over these last few...
Just call them on the phone and talk to, like, at least get some rapport going between you two, and then we'll be good.
Yeah, we'll figure it out.
Yeah.
Don't worry.
It doesn't have to be Thomas Lee, though. There's other people that email us.
Yeah, come on. Like, the polls are still open. The votes have not been counted yet, guys.
And by the way, we have way more listeners than we do people that like our Facebook page. So just get on there and check it out. Because we post clips, nude clips, while some of our listeners do.
Yeah, seriously, listeners, step your game up.
Yeah.
Like, Jer Shields just posted this awesome Sucker Punch video that was on YouTube that I hadn't seen yet. It was great.
You know, Jer Shields would probably be a front runner to be a guest host one of these days because...
Oh, without a doubt.
Yeah. But anyway, that about wraps it up. I'm a Jordan Strickland. Hey, did you see Hangover 2?
No.
You didn't?
I haven't gone to see it.
Do you know who plays Ed Helms' wife in that movie?
Jamie Chung.
Yes, Jamie Chung.
The most successful real world Road Rules Challenge vet there ever has been.
Yeah, I wasn't prepared to see her either. My heart skipped a beat.
Nice. Yeah, she's fucking making it happen.
She is. She wasn't that good in the movie, but she looked good.
Well, yeah, I saw her in the commercial, and she looked like she was doing great.
Yep.
Yeah, I congrats to her. Go check out The Hangover 2, ladies and gentlemen.
Yep. Anyway, I'm Jordan Strickland.
And I'm Ryan Kane.
This is You Killed It. See you next week.